भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद्भागवतम टेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 31, द गोपीज सॉन्ग्स ऑफ सेपरेशन, टेक्स्ट 1। गोप्या ऊचु जयति तेधिकं जन्मना व्रजः श्रयत इंदिरा शश्वद अत्र हि दैता दृश्यतां दिक्षु तावकास त्वयि धृतासवस त्वं विचिन्नते। गोप्या ऊचु जयति तेधिकं जन्मना व्रज श्रयत इंदिरा शश्वदत्र हि दैत दृश्यतां दिक्षु तावकार त्वयि धृता सवास त्वं विचिन्नते। जयति तेधिकं जन्मना व्रज श्रयत इंदिरा शश्वदत्र हि दैत दृश्यता दिक्षु तावका त्वयि धृता सवा त्वं विचिन्नते। जयति तेधिकं जन्मना व्रज श्रयत इंदिरा शश्वदत्र हि दैत दृश्यता दिक्षु तावका त्वयि धृता सवा त्वं विचिन्नते। गोप्या ऊचु द गोपीज सेड जयति इज ग्लोरियस ते योर अधिकम एक्सीडिंगली जन्मना बाय द बर्थ ब्रज द लैंड ऑफ ब्रज श्रयते इज रिसाइडिंग इंदिरा लक्ष्मी द गॉडेस ऑफ फॉर्च्यून शश्वत परपेचुअली अत्र हियर ही इंडीड दैता ओ बिलावेड दृश्यताम May you be seen. Dikshu, in all directions. Tavaka, your devotees. Twayi, for your sake. Dhrita, sustain. Ashavaha, their life heirs. Tvam, for you. Vichinnate, they are searching. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The gopis said, O beloved, your birth in the land of Braja has made it exceedingly glorious. And thus Indira, the goddess of fortune, always resides here. It is only for your sake that we, your devoted servants, maintain our lives. We have been searching everywhere for you, so please show yourself to us. Please repeat. The gopis said,
O
beloved,
your birth in the land of
Braja has made it exceedingly glorious. And thus Indira, the goddess of fortune, always resides here. It is only for your sake that we, your devoted servants, maintain our lives. We have been searching everywhere for you. So please show yourself to us. To us. So, this chapter is known as the Gopis' Song of Separation. The gopis were searching for Krishna in the forest of Vrindavan. Krishna was dancing with the gopis, the rasa dance. Then all of a sudden, Krishna disappeared. So, in a flash of a moment, all the gopis found that Krishna is missing. So, they started to search for Krishna. And searching in this way for Krishna, they came to the bank of Jamuna. And there, in that full moon night, they started to express the anguish of their heart due to the separation from Krishna. And the first verse is of this chapter is this verse that we are discussing. Gopis are saying that Jayati Tedhikam Janmana Vraja. Vraja means Vrindavan. And Janmana means due to your birth. Due to your birth in Vrindavan, the land of Braja, the land of Vrindavan has become blessed. The land of Braja has become glorified. Jayati. Te adhikam. Exceedingly. Has become exceedingly glorious. And because of your presence here, Indira, Lakshmi Devi, is always residing here. Shrayata Indira Shashvad Atrahi. The word Shashvad means constantly, always. Lakshmi Devi is always residing here. So if Krishna is there, if Narayan is there, then Lakshmi Devi will always be there. Generally, Lakshmi Devi is known as Chanchala. Chanchala means fickle, one who doesn't stay at one place. Chanchala. Because Lakshmi Devi doesn't stay at one place for long. But when Lakshmi Devi is with Narayan, then Lakshmi Devi is achanchala. Those who try to worship Lakshmi Devi without Narayan, for them Lakshmi Devi will not last for very long. For them Lakshmi Devi will not stay there for very long. She may be there for some time, but soon afterwards she will go away. She is chanchala. But with Narayan, she is achanchala. So who is Narayan? Narayan is Krishna. So since Krishna is residing in Vrindavan, Lakshmi Devi is always there. And when Lakshmi Devi is there, what happens? All the good fortune prevails. All the good fortune prevails when Lakshmi Devi is there. Because she is Shri Devi. Shri means opulence and good fortune. So gopis are lamenting in this way. Now it's an important thing to consider that these gopis are actually Lakshmi Devis. The gopis are Shriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha. So Krishna is Parama Purusha and his beloved gopis are the Lakshmis. In Vrindavan, Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambhrama Sevyamanam. Sahasra Sata, hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis. Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambhrama Sevyamanam. Serving Krishna with great reverence. So that is the situation of Vrindavan. And now this hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis are constantly serving Krishna in Vrindavan. So who are then these Lakshmis in Vrindavan? The gopis are the Lakshmis. So these are all very deep considerations. Like Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his eternal consort, the personification of his pleasure potency, is Srimati Radharani, and Radharani's expansions are the gopis. Now who are the expansions of Srimati Radharani? The expansions of Srimati Radharani are the Lakshmis. The first expansion of Srimati Radharani in Dwarka is Satyabhama and Rukmini. And Rukmini is the Mahalakshmi. So this is how we can see what Vrindavan is and who the residents of Vrindavan are and who is Krishna in Vrindavan. Now this understanding has been very clearly established by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore it has been said that if we want to know Krishna, then we have to approach through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings only we can get to understand Krishna properly. I'm just wondering how many of you can, aap mein se kon angrezi nahi samajhte hain bilkul? Yeah, how many of you understand English? Please raise your hand. How many of you understand English? Aur kon angrezi nahi samajhte hain? Haath uthaiye. Achha. So maybe they can have an English, Hindi translation. Can somebody translate in Hindi for Mataji's? Who can do that here? Where is our usual translator? Parul? Yeah, Parul is there. Okay. Aap jo Hindi ka anuvad chahte hain, aap ye Parul, identify Parul, khada ho jao. तो पारुल को चारों ओर बैठ जाइए तो हिंदी में आपको अनुवाद करके सुनाएंगे. ठीक है. अच्छा. और जो यहां जो आप पुरुष लोगों में से जो सुनना चाहते हैं हिंदी में, राघव पंडित प्रभु जी ने अनुवाद कर रहे हैं वहां. ये सुबह का क्लास तो अंग्रेजी में होता है, ऐसे मैं हिंदी में शाम को क्लास दूंगा आज. तो जो मैं विचार हम यहां कर रहे हैं उसके बारे में शाम को मैं हिंदी में बताऊंगा। तो सुबह को क्लास तो ज्यादा समय के लिए नहीं होता है, तो हिंदी और अंग्रेजी दोनों मिलाकर कहना थोड़ा असुविधा हो जाता है, तो मैं अंग्रेजी में ही अब क्लास दे रहा हूं। इट इज थ्रू श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभुस टीचिंग दैट वी कैन हैव द प्रॉपर अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ कृष्णा इन वृंदावन। श्रील विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर, वन ऑफ द ग्रेटेस्ट एक्सपोनेंट्स ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम, हैज एक्सप्लेन दैट श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभुस टीचिंग depicts that Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan, is the worshipable Lord. Aradha Bhagavan Brajesho Tanai and Staddhama Vrindavan. And his abode is, his dham is Vrindavan. And Ramma Kachi Rupashana Brajabadhu Bargena Jakulpita. The way the Brajavadhus, the Braja Gopis worshipped him, that is the highest form of worship. So who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Aradhya Bhagavan is Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Because Krishna has his situation in three different places. Krishna in Dwarka, Krishna in Mathura, and Krishna in Vrindavan. The Krishna in Dwarka is Purna, complete. Krishna in Mathura is more complete, Purna Tara. And Krishna in Vrindavan is most complete, or Purna Tama. So that supreme Purna Tama, the supreme, the most complete personality of Godhead is Krishna. Yes, Krishna is Bhagavan and his leelas are in Dwarka and Mathura and Vrindavan, but according to his leelas, there are different understandings of Krishna. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesho Tanai. So that Brajesho Tanai Krishna, his activities have been described here, which has been kept a secret even in Srimad Bhagavatam. Now we see how it has been kept a secret. In Bhagavatam, in the beginning of 10th canto, and also in other scriptures like Harivamsa and Vishnu Puran, it has been, and also Brahma Vaivarta Puran, it has been described that Krishna took birth in Mathura. The general understanding is Krishna took birth in Mathura. As the son of Devaki and Vasudev in the prison of Kamsa. But here we are seeing that Krishna, gopis are describing that Krishna took birth in Vrindavan. Janmana Braja. They're saying that Krishna took birth in Braja, in Vrindavan. Now it is an apparent contradiction. Now the Goswamis of Vrindavan, from the scriptures, has pointed out that while Krishna took birth in Dwarka as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, Krishna also took birth as the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai in Vrindavan. And when Vasudev brought Krishna to Vrindavan in the house of Nanda Maharaj, at that time Yashoda Mai was fast asleep due to the exhaustion of labor, and everyone else also was fast asleep. And when Vasudev placed Krishna, Vasudev Krishna, his son, who appeared in Mathura, that Vasudev Krishna, Vasudev Krishna and Brajendra Nandan Krishna merged, became one. This is the description of the Goswamis of Vrindavan, mainly, specially by Srila Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami. So these are the deeper understandings that have been revealed in the later part of Krishna's Braja Leela in Srimad Bhagavatam. It has also been, this has been pointed out, that Krishna of Vrindavan, Krishnayam Jadu Sambhuta Sa Anya, Krishna who appeared as the son of Vasudeva in the Jadu dynasty, is one expansion of Krishna. But the original Krishna is the son of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Jashoda in Vrindavan. And that Krishna, Vrindavanam Parityajya Kutra Kadapi Na Gacchati, that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. He doesn't even take a step out of Vrindavan. So then the question arises, but Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura. What about that? Now, in that respect, we can consider one incident when Krishna was going to Mathura, when Akrura was taking Krishna from Vrindavan to Mathura. Then Akrura stopped the chariot on the bank of Jamuna in the border of Mathura and Vrindavan. At that time, what happened? At that time, Krishna went out of the chariot and took bath in Jamuna. And at that time, what happened? How many of you remember? At that time, Akrura saw that Krishna in his forearm form in the water when Krishna was taking bath. So that forearm form Krishna is Vasudev Krishna. So when Krishna went to take bath, then after taking bath, it is the Vasudev Krishna who came onto the chariot, and Brajendranandan Krishna went back to Vrindavan. So this Brajendranandan Krishna never ever leaves Vrindavan. Then the question arises, but Krishna was missing from Vrindavan for 100 years. For so long. No, Krishna was not missing. Krishna was very much there. And Krishna used to deal with the gopis, Krishna used to deal with the other residents of Vrindavan. But when Krishna came to them, they thought that they were dreaming. They were having their exchanges with Krishna. But they used to think that they were dreaming. And in this way, they were completely absorbed in Krishna's thoughts. And this thought is known as Vipralamba. This separation from Krishna is known as Vipralamba. There are two types of union, association of Krishna. One is Vipralamba, and the other is Sambhog. Sambhog means union and Vipralambha means separation. So this separation from Krishna is the highest form of devotion. This separation from Krishna is the highest meditation of Krishna. When the gopis used to be with Krishna, they used to always be in anxiety. When will Krishna, if Krishna goes away now, or will Krishna go away? If Krishna goes away, then what will happen to us? So in this way, they were always in anxiety when they were with Krishna. But when they are separated from Krishna, then their meditation on their absorption of their mind in Krishna was totally uninterrupted and devoid of any anxiety. So these are the deeper aspects of Krishna's Brajalila, which has not otherwise been revealed. It is only by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, by Krishna's mercy, when Krishna came as a devotee, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can one possibly enter into these understandings. These understandings are otherwise kept as a secret. And it is due to Srila Prabhupada's mercy that we have been exposed to this understanding. Our worshipable Lord is the son of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. Otherwise, the question arises, why Krishna is repeatedly being addressed as Yashoda Nandan, Nanda Nandan? And why it has been pointed out that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan? If Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, then how can he take birth in Mathura and come back to Vrindavan? That Vasudev Krishna is an expansion of Krishna. The Swayam Bhagavan is Sri Krishna. His Swayam Roop is Dibhuj Shyam Sundar, two-armed Shyam Sundar form. His first expansion in Dwarka is, and Mathura is that Vasudev Krishna. That's his expansion. Even Dwarkesh Krishna is an expansion of Krishna. Mathuresh Krishna is an expansion of Krishna. Now, what is the need for this deeper understanding? The need is to properly understand Krishna's Brajalila, to understand the mercy that Krishna has bestowed through his Vrindavan pastime. That's his need. That is the need. Otherwise, we will not be able to understand Krishna's Brajalila properly. This point has been very clearly explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna, after performing his Vrindavan pastimes, Krishna considered that how will anyone ever understand my Brajalila? The specialty of Brajalila is that Krishna there is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna is not Bhagavan there. Krishna there is somebody's friend, somebody's son, and somebody's lover. These relationships, friendship, parental and conjugal relationship cannot possibly develop if the understanding is there that Krishna is God. With God, these kind of relationships are not possible to establish. That is the most important consideration here. So that's why it is important that we properly understand Krishna's secret of Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. The relationships with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is generally established in the mood of neutrality and servitorship. Generally, everyone serves Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, considering himself to be his humble servant. But when we worship Krishna in that mood of awe and reverence, then we cannot possibly understand Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. Krishna is saying that the whole world is affected and enamored by my opulence, Aisharja Gyan, by my opulence. But Uithar Aisharja Shithil Preme Nahi Mor Prito. When love becomes weakened, feebled by this feeling of awe and reverence, doesn't please me. Krishna himself is saying that that love, which is mixed with awe and reverence, doesn't give him pleasure. What kind of love gives pleasure to Krishna? The love in friendship, love in parental, and love in conjugal. When somebody loves Krishna in friendship, Krishna finds it to be very, very wonderful. When somebody loves Krishna as the son, as their son, then Krishna finds it very, very wonderful, very relishable. And when somebody loves Krishna as the lover, considering herself to be a young girl, deeply in love with him. So these three kinds of relationships are gradually superior to the previous one. Friendship is deeper than servitorship. Parental is even deeper than friendship. And conjugal is the deepest kind of relationship. And that relationship has been presented by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and has been broadcasted all over the world by Srila Prabhupada. It is due to his mercy that we are having access to this most intimate loving relationship that Krishna has displayed along with his associates in Vrindavan. Please stop this mobile phones. Mobile phone band kar dijiye. Kyun mobile phone khula rakhte hain aap log? So this is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mercy. And then consideration is, how does one possibly get to know these activities of Krishna in Vrindavan? These activities of Krishna in Vrindavan is possible to understand only by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, the way to enter into Vrindavan is by submitting ourselves to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And how do we serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? How do we submit ourselves to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? We submit ourselves to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the Sankirtan movement. Sankirtan. Sankirtan means chanting the holy name of the Lord and distributing the glory of the holy name of the Lord. We cannot directly enter into Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. We have to enter into Vrindavan through the Sankirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why Prabhupada emphasized Jaggai Sankirtana Praye. The Juga Dharma for this age is Sankirtan Jagya. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to propagate this Sankirtan Jagya. Krishna himself declared that in the age of Kali, I will appear as a devotee and I will establish the Juga Dharma, that is Sankirtan. Jaggai Sankirtana Prayair Jajantihi Sumedhasaha. So please accept Srila Prabhupada's teaching very seriously, very sincerely. Don't consider that ISKCON is just another temple we opened. Yes, we opened the temple and Krishna is being worshipped here, and we appreciate that you all are coming here to have the darshan of Krishna, participate in Krishna's worship, participate in Krishna's arati. But ISKCON's main objective is not just that. ISKCON's main objective is to give you Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy and engage you in his Sankirtan movement. Just coming to the temple, attending Arati is not enough. To be engaged in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement means take up the responsibility to distribute this Krishna consciousness to others. You practice it yourself and then distribute it to others. And in this way, this Yuga Dharma will spread. In this age, you can see most of the people are atheistic. Most of the people are very, very offensive to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as a result of that, they are suffering. People may think that they are enjoying, there is so much material prosperity nowadays. But this material prosperity is not going to last forever. Behind this material prosperity, a very ominous future is looming behind. And any day, the whole structure will collapse. Any day, a massive catastrophe may take place. And then what will happen? If you don't prepare yourself to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you'll be in complete distress. You'll be completely baffled. You'll be completely bewildered. Therefore, take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in course, in time. Take shelter of the Lord in time so that you can prepare yourself for the extremely undesirable catastrophic situation that is looming overhead everywhere. Please take shelter of Mahaprabhu's mercy, take shelter of Krishna, take shelter of the holy name. A situation may come, you won't have a temple to worship. A situation may come when there won't be any facility for practicing Krishna consciousness. Then what are you going to do? You have to take shelter of the holy name. That is the only shelter, only possible shelter that you can have. And it's not only that this will give you the shelter, this will actually elevate you to the highest spiritual platform. As we are discussing, this Braja Leela of Krishna, Krishna's Vrindavan Leela, in this very special mellows of friendship, parental and conjugal, are the most wonderful thing. The most wonderful way to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The most wonderful way to develop our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes, Krishna may offer you his friendship. Krishna may become your son. Krishna may become your lover. But we also have to remember, we cannot force that. Krishna has to offer it to us. We cannot say, Krishna, I will become your friend. Or Krishna, you become my son. Or Krishna, I will develop a loving relationship with you. Krishna, you become my boyfriend. No, we can't force this. But Krishna can award us these relationships. When will Krishna award us this relationship? When Krishna sees that we are properly engaged in the Sankirtan movement, Sankirtan Yajna of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the process. Jagai Sankirtana Praya. When you become engaged in Sankirtan Yajna, then one day we will find ourselves receiving this relationship with Krishna. And it's coming to us as mercy of Krishna. There is no need to get crash into Vrindavan. Be where you are. Be where you are and become engaged in Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement. And then one day you'll find yourself transported to Vrindavan. We do not have to make any special endeavor ourselves, separately from engagement in Sankirtan movement. It is something like getting into a plane, getting into an aircraft, and then you stay in the aircraft and then all of a sudden you find that you have landed in America. Isn't that what happens? To go to America otherwise will be very difficult. Such a distance, such large, vast ocean. So, is it easy? Is it possible to go to America like that? But if you sit on a plane, then what happens? Then is it difficult? You sit in the plane in Santa Cruz Airport, Indira Gandhi, Shahar Airport in Bombay, and then you sit in the plane, and then you hear, now the plane is landing in John F. Kennedy Airport in New York. What did you do? Did you do anything? You simply sat inside the plane. Similarly, joining Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement is something like sitting in an aircraft. And this aircraft just doesn't fly to America or Australia. This aircraft goes beyond this material nature and takes you to Golok Vrindavan. You'll find yourself in Golok Vrindavan. So this is how wonderful Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement is. We don't have to separately try anything, endeavor for anything, or do anything. Just remain situated in this Sankirtan movement. By chanting the holy name, following the four regulative principles, associating with the devotees, and distributing Krishna consciousness to others. Just do that. And I can guarantee you, one fine morning, you'll wake up in Vrindavan. One fine morning or afternoon, whatever. You'll find yourself in Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, when you enter into Vrindavan, then what will you find there? You'll find yourself with Krishna. And in what kind of relationship? That the residents of Vrindavan will decide. Especially Purnamasi. Purnamasi, Yogamaya, she will decide. She will make the arrangement. Not directly by herself, but through Krishna. Krishna will come and say, "Oh my friend," or "Oh my mother," or "father," or "Oh my beloved gopi." Krishna will develop that relationship with you. You will find yourself there and the relationship with Krishna will automatically develop. So this is how wonderful this arrangement is that has been established by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Today is the day of Janmashtami. It's a day to meditate upon Krishna. The day to become completely engaged in Krishna's service. Today we fast the whole day. Why? To perform austerity? No. Austerity is not our business. We fast so that no other time is, the time is not wasted by any other activity. We fast so that we can utilize every single moment of today in being engaged in thinking about Krishna, singing about Krishna, remembering Krishna, discussing about Krishna. So let us engage ourselves in that most wonderful activity today. And as I mentioned, actually, I just discussed the first verse But I'll request those who are interested to go deep into this subject, please read, continue to read this chapter with a clear and open heart. And the revelation will come with a pure heart when you read. Then Krishna's identity and Krishna's relationship with the devotees of Vrindavan will become revealed to us. In this chapter, in one of the verses, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is making a commentary. The gopis are telling Krishna that Krishna, we are afflicted due to your separation. Our heart is burning due to your separation. Please come and save us from this situation. We are so deeply in love with you that your separation is going to cause us to die, to leave our body. We are going to die, just as somebody in a deep fever due to some very serious disease faces death. The gopis' situation was something like that. They considered that their intense love for Krishna is like a disease, and they are appealing to Krishna to save them from that disease by giving them a medicine. What is the medicine? The medicine is the nectar from Krishna's lotus lips. So Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is commenting on that. A patient, he is comparing the gopis to the patient, and Krishna to the doctor. And the gopis are appealing to Krishna that we are suffering from the disease. So you are a very expert doctor, so you give us the medicine so that we can become cured of our disease. And then the doctor is saying, yes, I can give you medicine, but to become cured, you have to also follow the diet. If you don't follow the diet, then the medicine won't work. Now what is the diet? The diet is detachment from material attachments. This medicine won't work as long as we are attached to the materialistic way of life. Materialistic way of life means attachment to wealth, attachment to family, attachment to home, and attachment to all other aspects of this material nature. So if we remain attached, then this medicine won't work. Then you won't be able to be free from the disease. If you have diarrhea and if you keep on eating all kind of fried stuff, then what will happen? Will one be able to become free from that disease? Diarrhea? No. One has to stop eating this undesirable food. Things fried in ghee and steeped in spices like chili and other spices. So if one eats those stuff when one has diarrhea, what will happen to his diarrhea? It will become even more aggravated. But in response to that, the gopis say, the patients say, you are such an expert doctor that when you give the medicine, then one doesn't have to worry about the diet. One will become free from the disease irrespective of the diet. So the meaning is that when one becomes attached to Krishna in his Braja Leela, then one will even though he may have attachment to his hearth and home, even if one has attachment to his wealth and family and other things, those attachments will be over. Because Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes are so wonderful and so powerful that if you properly meditate on those activities, putting Krishna in the center, this is the most important consideration about Krishna entering into Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. Krishna's Vrindavan, in that Vrindavan, while we are delving in Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes, we have to be very careful to put Krishna in the center, not ourselves in the center. Meaning, we must understand that all the activities that is going on in Krishna's pastimes is simply meant for Krishna. Krishna is dancing with the gopis. Only Krishna can dance with the gopis. It's not meant for us. Krishna is in love with so many young girls. And the most beautiful damsels, the most beautiful girls are in love with Krishna. Yes, their love is for Krishna. Not for us, not for me. So in this way, we have to be very careful to put Krishna in the center. But in a material platform, what we usually do, we put ourselves in the center. And that is the cause of our material bondage. That is the cause of our disease called Bhava Roga. So Krishna consciousness means Idam Krishnaya Na Mama. This is for Krishna, not for me. And if we can develop that attitude, yes, we can enter into Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. But otherwise, we should be very, very careful. It can be very dangerous. Otherwise, one may fall down thinking that, oh, Krishna is doing this, so I also can do that. Krishna is having relationship with all these young girls, and let us go and do that ourselves also. Then it will be very dangerous. Regarding that, it has been pointed out that Lord Shiva can drink poison. Lord Shiva can drink poison. If anybody else drinks poison, what will happen? So similarly, these activities are only meant for Krishna. And if we listen to these activities of Krishna with that understanding, then what will happen? We will become free from this disease of materialistic way of life. And we'll become situated in our pure spiritual identity. So this is the wonderful benefit of becoming engaged in Sankirtan Yajna, as it has been established by Srila Prabhupada through the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So, in a few minutes, we'll have the darshan of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan and Krishna Balaram and Gaur Nithai. If anybody has any question, he may ask. Yes, Sitaram.
Maharaj, in order for anyone to enjoy any of the rasas in Krishna, Yoga Maya has to cover them with the purjani.
Yes.
So those with unfortunate intelligence can then say, this is not an independent relationship because they need to be covered. How can we explain that?
Yes, as I mentioned, like when one becomes engaged in the Sankirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Yoga Maya will do the rest. We become engaged in Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan Yajna, and Yoga Maya will make the arrangement. In course of time, in an appropriate moment, like Yoga Maya can cover us, make us forget our present situation and transport us to Vrindavan. Right? You see, this arrangement of Jogamaya can be compared to falling asleep and having a dream. Right? When you fall asleep, you forget your present situation. And your consciousness dwell in another dimension, that is, in your dream world. So Jogamaya's arrangement is something like that. Like, we will become oblivious of our present situation, and we will be transported to another dimension. What is that dimension? That dimension is Vrindavan. Right? And we'll wake up there. So the wonderful thing about Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement is that we don't have to change our situation. We can be wherever we are. We are here. Okay, let me be here. And let me be engaged in Sankirtan. Right? Sankirtan means chanting and distributing. So we can chant even in Ujjain country. You can chant even in Cape Town, right? You can chant even in Soweto, right? We can chant anywhere, right? So in this way, Mahaprabhu Sankirtan is going on everywhere. And we can take part in Mahaprabhu's Leela. But through Mahaprabhu's Leela, we'll be transported to Braja Leela. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki. Shri Krishna Janmashtami Mahotsav Ki. Gaur Premanande Hari.